Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
What?
All right, Todd. So on today's episode, kind of getting us all the way up to or close to our 600th episode that we're going to be doing together with Ed, we're actually going to be doing this multi-site mini-series skills sort of things, right? So multi-site skills mini-series over the next several even-numbered episodes, all around really kind of the nuts and bolts, the things that, for one, there's not a lot written on it, and really there's a ton of different ways to approach it, but these pieces that, man, these are like core skills and competencies that campus pastors and staff members within multi-site churches need to know. And when we say the topic of today's episode, they're gonna be like, yep, I know, I've seen the tension, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the sort of stuff that we want to talk about over these next several episodes. So, Todd, on today's episode, we want to talk about the relationship that a lead pastor has with a campus pastor, or the relationship that a campus pastor has with a lead pastor, and the nuances, the tension, and what are some best practices and skills on both sides of the equation. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I hate to start with caveats, but it really all depends on what the makeup of the campuses are and the campus pastor role is, because, you know, we've described it in the past as a campus is either a identical twin, a sibling, or a cousin. Like, how far away, you know, how far mm-hmm. removed are these people? How much autonomy do they have? Does your campus pastor, is he preaching fairly regularly, or is he like actually preparing the sermon with, you know, the senior pastor is part of a team, and they senior pastor, whatever you call them, and bringing it out? Or is it video yeah. venue, and, you know, I'm doing just announcements and pastoral care? Like, what?
Yeah.
What is it?
So, okay. So for our listeners who haven't listened to that episode where we talked about that, why don't you just give a quick overview of those three kind of broad brushstroke
models? So identical twin is like everything that happens in one place happens in all of them, high level of control and synergy. Now, control isn't a bad thing if that's what you choose yeah. and you say, hey, we want to scale this as quickly as possible. We want to make it as streamlined as possible. And, you know, it's a stewardship issue for us, or whatever reason, excellence, or whatever reason, everything is the same, from graphics to, you know, announcements to everything is the same.
Yeah. So in that model, it's highly centralized. Right. There's a whether it's the main campus or however you call it, the mothership, there definitely is a sense of that. Or if there isn't, the central services correct. Came out of that predominantly. And yeah, you're right. It's being scaled out of that central that point.
Usually then the person who is over the children's ministry at the central location is seen as the grand poobah of children's everywhere. You know, it's that kind of thing. It's not just that's central right. services. Yep. It goes out into ministry as well. Now, when you get into the sibling model, it's like, oh, you can tell these two people come from the same family. You know, like my wife and her sister, you can definitely tell that they're sisters, they're siblings. And so there's enough of that DNA that shared that it comes over. So it may be that the programming isn't exactly the same, but the, you know, the vision and values are, and how they're lived out may look slightly different. Some of the programming may be different mm-hmm. or nuanced, or they may have additional things, you know, whatever it is. But still, it wouldn't take you very long, even as an outsider, to see that these two things are strategically connected. They're intertwined and they're part of, you know, kind of the same family.
For sure. And even at the sibling model, in a sibling model, the name is typically the same as well. With this, totally. I mean, you're not getting a completely different name of a church
north,
that
south,
is a campus.
You know,
I mean, it's
west,
yeah.
Or
yeah, exactly.
You know, like for us, it was NBC Tyson's, you know, NBC whatever. Even though NBC stood for McLean Bible Church, you still had it was
yeah.
Anyway, so. Then finally, you get to the cousin model. Now, the cousin model is, you know, somewhat removed, where you can't necessarily tell these two things are related unless they tell you. So naming may be completely different. It may be done with the intentions of a plant. There may be different preaching. There's a lot of different programming. There's a lot of ways that things are done differently. Everything may not be centralized and controlled. It may be somewhat supportive, or the support could be optional, or even sometimes the video feed could be optional. But it is definitely another significant step removed. You really don't know. You don't necessarily, an outsider doesn't see that connection the way that they would in the previous two models.
That's right. And if you, there's a great book, I think it's called Multi-Church by Brad House. He talks about a lot of different models that are going to be more on the cousin end of things. So when you hear words like multi-congregational or, you know, there's a lot less. So if you kind of go from identical twin to sibling to cousin, from left to right, you're going to have the highest amount of shared centralized resourcing and decision making on the left side, and it decreases as you go from identical twin to sibling to cousin. So for the sake of this episode, and Todd, I'm glad you did that overview, because it's been quite a bit. Actually, I think it was one of the original episodes, I think within the first 10 episodes, where we talked about this at first, and from then we just referenced it here and there. So for the remainder of the episode, we're going to focus a little bit more on the identical twin and the sibling model, because really when you get to the cousin model, you're not really ever going to call yourself a campus pastor. You're going to call yourself the lead pastor or however you do it, more on that end of things. But before we do that, let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and we'll get back into it. No matter how many people you have on staff at your church, there's only so much you can accomplish in a day, right? Your church exists to serve your community, so the mission of your church and its staff is to reach as many people as you can. That's why productivity is essential for churches, as most of your church's success lies in its ability to lean into and leverage resources for optimum performance. And thankfully, our friends at Belay know this well. Belay, an innovative staffing solution with over 10 years of experience serving churches, has successfully matched thousands of organizations with part-time virtual assistants, bookkeepers, and social media strategists. That's why they're offering our listeners a free download of their resource, Church Leaders: Essential Strategies to Unleash Productivity. Let Belay help your church live its mission in your community by helping you juggle less and accomplish more. Just go to Belay, that's BELAY solutions.com/Lifeway for your free download. Now back to the episode. All right, so let's talk about the relationship that a lead pastor has with a campus pastor in the identical twin and the sibling model. And there's probably more similarities than not, because in both models, the campus pastor is a leader. They have their staff team, paid or unpaid. There is a congregation or a campus that they are overseeing. Now, the day in, day outs may be very different if they're video preaching or live preaching and all that. But in both situations, the campus pastor is leading, and they are considered the pastor of that location, kind of the face of the place. So in both situations, yes, they are leading, but in both situations, they are not the senior leader. What are your thoughts around that?
It's it's a difficult thing to pin down because so many churches are different, and sometimes you may have that identical twin where the campus pastor isn't a part of, you know, the executive team, but that children's pastor that we mentioned earlier at that central location is. And you're like, well, how does that work? Well, it's seen as, you know, this is something that is very centralized and then pushed out. And that is it's a franchise model. It's, you know, whatever you want to call it. Some people will call it a lot of things.
Yeah. And you know what? On episode 590, so in two episodes, the next one that Todd and I do together, we're going to be double clicking, zooming in on that relationship in particular, the one between the campus pastor and, in a sense, the divisional pastors or the ones that are on that centralized team and some of the tension that results within that. So that's going to be a whole episode on 590. But today, yeah, let's because knowing that there are all those dynamics, and you're right, Todd, because there are some campus pastors that are on a senior leadership team with the lead pastor and reporting directly to the lead pastor. And then there are others who report to a pastor who is over the campuses and they don't have that solid line to the lead. So let's for the remainder of our episode, let's do one of two. Let's start with the relationship between a lead pastor and a campus pastor that's a solid line. And then let's go to the relationship that's a dotted line between the two. Let's start with a solid line.
So solid line, that campus pastor is going to be involved in meetings that involve other campuses as well. So, you know, a lot's going to change as you grow from one campus to three campuses to five campuses. Just the different, there are different dynamics at play. And so, when you consider that solid line, that means the pastor is probably going to have one-on-ones, or that if he has an executive pastor, it's going to be the senior pastor is going to meet with all of the campus pastors and his executive team. They're going to be a part of that team. And then the executive pastor is going to do the one-on-ones perhaps. But you know, it, in that scenario where it's a solid line, it's really interesting because either A, that pastor is seeing his role as one of development in nature, or two, he is seeing he has a very hands-on approach. He may not have an executive pastor at all. He may be acting as senior pastor and executive pastor in what we would typically think those forms are. And that's a rare bird to find that in one person, but it does happen.
Yeah.
And they can be very successful at it as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, because when you think about, okay, in the solid line side of things, you're typically going to see that when you have maybe one additional campus or another campus. And I mean, because you think about it, how does a senior pastor lead? And if you had 10 campuses, also have direct lines to 10 campus pastors. It doesn't work, right?
You can't do it.
Exactly. So when you think about it from that perspective, if you're a campus pastor or if you're a senior pastor in that solid line model, man, your relationship with one another is so key. In a sense, as a senior pastor, you are trying to ensure that the campus pastor has the same DNA as you, that they have fully bought into the vision of the church, that they are able to articulate it in the same way and in a sense kind of have the same sort of brain, the same sort of mind of decision making, and as you're together seeking the Lord in this. If you're a campus pastor, you need to make sure that you are aligning with the lead pastor and the elders and you know, the vision of the church, so that you're not inadvertently creating a church split down the road because the campus and the main or your campus with other campuses are getting too far separate. So I would say one of the most important things to do if you are in this situation as a campus pastor and as a lead pastor is to develop that strong relationship with one another. And in a sense, figure out how to have the same mind in decision making. Because yeah, as more campuses get started, you're not going to have as much time or as much individual one-on-one time, which is why being on the same page, knowing the values, shaping that together is going to be so key there. Okay, so that's the solid line side of things. Todd, what are your thoughts around some skills that both the lead and the campus pastors need to have when their relationship is dotted?
Well, on the dotted line, the greatest skills are, again, really dependent upon, I don't want to make too many caveats. It depends on how that is set up. But the reality is you need to be good up front, as well as understand you're the pastor that is over that body. And so while you may not be preaching, still need to be a strong pastor and a strong communicator in that pastoral role. Mm-hmm. The dotted line relationship to the senior pastor means that there's probably somebody in between the two of you. So you have to, you're one mm-hmm. step removed, but you still have to understand how to lead up to the senior pastor well. A big part of that is going to be really understanding and carrying that vision forward in your mm-hmm. context. And so part of what we as leaders often face is a curse of familiarity, where we think we understand. We never really learn what it is because we understand it too soon. And so, again, I would say make sure you really understand the vision so that you are able to contextualize that to your congregation. It's vitally important that you do that really, really well for both sides of this, because, you know, your pastor can think that you're completely slaying it and that you're carrying out the vision, but if it's not contextualized to that body, wherever God has you know, placed it, then it's a miss. And likewise, you can totally contextualize it to that body and that location, but if you're not doing a good job of leading up and communicating that well and helping your solid line and your dotted line to the senior pastor see how this is exactly in perfect alignment with the direction and vision, but it's contextualized, then you're missing the mark as well.
Yeah, that's right. In this role, because the campus pastor is reporting to an executive pastor, typically in this model, man, that executive pastor's role, I mean, your role, if you're an executive pastor listening in, is so important because you need to, like, you're balancing the relationship that you have with the lead pastor, and you're balancing the relationship that you have with the campus pastor, and you're kind of in the middle. Now, in both situations, whether you're solid or dotted line as a campus pastor to the lead, relationship is so important. Being on the same page vision-wise is incredibly important. If you're in a dotted line relationship, it's going to take that much more effort to be of the same vision and to be able to lead well, which is because you just don't have that regular time, natural time with the lead pastor, which is why that executive pastor's role is so important in this relationship in particular. So just one last thing before we end and continue this mini skill series. If you're a lead pastor in that latter situation and you don't have a solid line to your campus pastors, man, there's in 40X, right, Four Disciplines of Execution, it talks about the whirlwind. And in ministry, there's a whirlwind. And as a lead pastor, if you have campus pastors and you're in this situation where you're not having those solid lines with your campus pastors, you have a lot on your plate. You need to make sure as a lead pastor that you're initiating those moments of relational connect with your campus pastors and maybe there are formal ways that you can do that or informal ways, but that's really going to be the best way for you to get a gauge as to how your campus pastors are doing. And because really, as the lead, you still are the lead shepherd of the entire congregation, which means you do need to shepherd your campus pastors as they then shepherd their congregations. All right. Well, that, I mean, that's, come on. I mean, God, that's only like 18 and a half minutes. I know we can go a lot longer on this, which is why there are courses on multi-site, both on New Churches and on Ministry Grid. But we just wanted to give you a little bit of a glimpse into some of the skills needed within the multi-site realm of church ministry. That was today's episode. We're going to be continuing this next week with the relationship between campus pastors and divisional pastors. We'll catch you then.